two pairs of filmmaking brothers happen to have movies opening on the same weekend. Jeff, who lives at home, is a comedy by the Duplass brothers. The Kid with a Bike is a Belgian slice-of-life drama from the Dardenne brothers. Critic Bob Mandela says the two films are different in tone, but are essentially about the same thing, the awkwardness of growing up.
The Kid with a Bike begins with a kid without a bike, 11-year-old Cyril, abandoned in foster care by a dad who left no forwarding address. Cyril figures his father must have cared enough to at least keep his bicycle safe for him, so he returns to their now-empty apartment, and when the authorities come to take him back, he tackles a random bystander, Samantha, and clings to her, wailing that he wants his dad and his bike. Samantha, struck by this desperate little boy, finds out who his dad sold the bike to and buys it back. And when Cyril asks, she even lets him stay with her on weekends. Why? Well, an American filmmaker would feel obligated to give her an explanatory backstory, but the Dardenne brothers tend not to explain much in their eloquently unforced pictures. They just let her help this kid, which is not an easy task.
Calme! T'as rien à dire, c'est pas mon père, c'est pas ma mère.
Cyril's a wild child, furious at the world, convinced against all evidence that his father still cares, and when dad disappoints, looking for father figures in terrible places. If you've seen other Dardenne brother films, the one, say, where a drifter sells his girlfriend's infant on the black market, it will worry you when Cyril falls in with a neighborhood tough. Kid with a Bike may find its writer-director siblings in what is for them an almost sunny frame of mind, but that's hardly the end of Cyril's tough ride through childhood. The Duplass brothers traffic in more whimsical down-to-earthiness, shambling, squirmy, low-budget comedies about the awkward situations that real people find themselves in. Jeff, for instance, the 30-something slacker who still, as the title indicates, lives at home, much to his mother's annoyance.
Hello?
Mom?
Jeff?
Hi.
You know you're supposed to say hello when you pick up the phone.
Yeah, I know. I thought that maybe you were somebody else, but you're not.
What do you do in the basement? You're not cleaning it.
You really want to know? You didn't like it last time we had this conversation.
Okay, no, you're right. I don't. Did you get the
Jeff's window? Played by Jason Segel. Susan Sarandon is his mom, and Ed Helms, his annoying older sibling, a big-name cast for the Duplass brothers. Their rep comes from flicks so scruffy they're labeled mumblecore. But in Jeff Who Lives at Home, they use that same low-rent vibe to get at a kid's need for family and love, much as Kid with a Bike does.
I've been having this really weird dream about Dad lately. And he says, Pat, what's the greatest day in the history of the world? And I'm like, Dad, I don't know. And he just looks at me and he smiles.
He says today.
How'd you know that?
Brothers just know, right? Which may be why these two pairs of filmmaking brothers, Marc and Jay Duplass and Jean-Pierre and Luc Dardenne, can bring such warmth to tales of loners, an 11-year-old looking for his bike and a man-child looking for direction. I'm Bob Mandello.